evening and welcome to a special pre-recorded edition of Africa News Tonight from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America, your source for Pan-African news and world developments. I'm Kim Lewis in Washington.
And I'm Yehiyus Wuhib. Coming up on Africa News Tonight,
it's estimated today, for example, that African women constitute 70% of the informal economy. We also know that 70% of African women are financially excluded, which means they have no access and don't participate in the formal financial system.
That's Nomsa Daniels, the chief executive officer of the Grasa Machel Trust. Coming up in this special show, we'll focus on rights issues in Africa, from how African women are empowering themselves to have a voice as decision makers,
to the crucial role forest peoples can play when their traditional ways are respected. And we'll look into a controversial plan that could change South African land rights.
We'll have these stories and lots more, so stay with us on this special pre-recorded edition of Africa News Tonight.
The Johannesburg-based Grasa Machel Trust has implemented a Pan-African initiative entitled Multiply the Faces and Amplify the Voices. Its aim is to empower African women as a force for economic and social transformation. The trust has been working over this past year to emphasize the critical role women must play as decision and policymakers in changing attitudes and laws regarding gender, race, and culture. The trust also focuses on the critical role that women play in shaping Africa's development. The challenge of economic advancement for women in Africa is a considerable one, but a powerful movement is underway to improve their earning potential, to help families